Warsaw gets a draw in the third quarter, and they're okay with that. Each team scored 10 points. Warsaw 45, Columbia City 31. The 14-point lead Warsaw had at halftime is what they start with here in the fourth. We'll give you the numbers here in a second. Columbia City outside the lane. Holler for a 10-footer. She hits it. Her second field goal, she's got four, and it's Warsaw by 12. Bricker against full court pressure. Beats it off the dribble. Dribbles left. Ran into Ziliak. Play goes on, and a blocking foul called against Baxter for Columbia City. That's her third. Warsaw through three quarters, 18 of 37 from the field, 49%. 6 of 13 from the arc, 3 of 4 at the line. Columbia City just 11 of 41 from the field, 0 of 8 from the arc, 9 of 12 at the line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 23-20, but Warsaw with 15 turnovers. They clear out the right. Bricker down inside against Baxter, has to let her go, and Bricker calmly turns and puts it home. 19 points for Joss. 47-33 Warsaw, 40 seconds into the fourth. Baxter spin around to the baseline, off the glass, no good. Winchester, another rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Neely. Neely racing through the middle of the court, angling to the near side, got caught from behind, picked it up, lost it, got it back again, put it up lefty, no good. It just wouldn't roll in. Rebound to Baxter, and here comes Columbia City. Baxter down to the right block, spins it out. Holler on the drive against Winchester. Picks up her dribble in the lane. Backdoor cut. Out of bounds. Last touch by Zerbin. Winchester with the rebound that she got last time down has 16 rebounds, 15 of those defensive. Tonkel to play it in. Baseline left at the far end. Zartman hopping up and down in front of her. Tonkel throws it into Baxter on the low block. Backs into Neely and turns and shoots and puts it in. Addy with 19. Warsaw again by 12, 47-35, a minute 15 into the fourth quarter. Neely pressured on the right side. Still dribbling, pressured there by Hurdle. Gets down the lane, picks up her dribble. Now she needs to get rid of it and did to Bricker on the far side of the center circle. Bricker dribbling, throws the right side, Chastain. Down into the post, ball tipped and taken away. Stolen by Holler, up ahead to Baxter. She'll drive in and score, and they're going to count the basket. Baxter with 21, score the basket. And again, Warsaw just careless with the basketball. That's the only way you can put it, and Chastain has picked up her fourth foul with 6:16 to go in what is, at the moment, a 10-point game. Still a long way to go in this one. Baxter to make it a 9-point game. Puts it up, puts it in. 22 for Addy. 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. Full court pressure on, and Bricker gets tackled in the backcourt. Columbia City fans don't like it. What they really shouldn't like is that that's on Baxter, and that's her fourth. Oh, no, they didn't call that on Baxter. They called that on Hurdle. That'll be her second. 6:10 left. Warsaw with the ball leading by 9. 47-38. Chastain, right sideline. Right in front of the Warsaw bench. Out to Neely near the center circle. Neely drives into a double team. Puts it up in traffic and scores. Neely with 7. Warsaw by 11. And there's a steal! Zartman will cruise in and score! Holler tried to throw the ball to Baxter and was very nonchalant about it. And Brooke Zartman picked it off. Pass across the lane, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Columbia City. Warsaw's got the ball back up by 13 with 5:36 to go. Timeout will be called by the Eagles. This is a full timeout. 5:36 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw 51, Columbia City 38. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Columbia City presses. Warsaw breaks it fairly easily. Bricker into the front court, now dribbles around a trap. Up the far sideline, ball knocked away. She gets knocked over, and it's going to be out of bounds to Warsaw. Lady Tigers are going to have to really, really toughen up here in the final 5:18. Columbia City is not going away easily. You'd be stunned if they did. Chastain's going to throw it in. Foul line extended, far side near end. They get it into Winchester. Winchester backs in. Underhand shot off the glass for 2. Her first points since the first quarter. She's got 10. Right side, Columbia City at the far end. Hurdle around a double team. Left side for Tonkel. Tonkel's trap, ball tip, but it got to Baxter at the free throw line. She'll drive in and fake. Can't shoot. Back to Tonkel. She shoots for three. Rimming, no good. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Warsaw ball. Last touch by Holler for Columbia City. Warsaw with their largest lead. It's 15 at 53-38. Neely under the basket against the 2-2-1 press. Bricker back to Neely. Far side Chastain back to Neely. Across the line to Bricker in the middle of the court. And Jocelyn will let everybody catch up. Neely lobs the near corner. Winchester shooting for three. No good. Chastain the rebound. Back out to Bricker. And Bricker thought about the three-pointer and said, no, we're up 15 with 4:30 left. Let's run some time. Bricker drives, pulls up from 10, missed it too hard. Rebound to Baxter for Columbia City. Addy in transition, up the right side of the lane, all the way in, and she'll scoop and score. 24 for Baxter, 53-40. Quick pass up ahead, Bricker, foul called. Tonkel with her second foul. And out of bounds. I think it's out of bounds. Winchester will play it in. 4:08 left. Tigers by 13. Brooke looking. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Warsaw. This one's a 30. So with 4:08 left to play in the fourth quarter, Warsaw leads 53-40. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening. Saturday, the girls will host Wawasee. That now is varsity only. So it'll be JV boys at 4, followed by the varsity boys as they take on Carroll, and then the girls' varsity game against Wawasee, and we'll have all three of those on News Now Warsaw. Bricker in the lane, off-balance shot is good again. Jocelyn Bricker in a big game, coming through big time, 21 points. Warsaw leads 55-40. At the far end, traveling is called as Ziliak turns the ball over and gives it back to the Lady Tigers. On the inbounds, they get it to Bricker. Bricker deep in the backcourt, one-on-one against Baxter. Bricker, left-hand dribble, crosses over to get it through the center circle. Takes it down the lane, one hands it off. Zartman keeps it in. Oh, and then Zartman bounced up the baseline. It's out of bounds. And there's another just careless mistake by the Lady Tigers. They got to be pushing 20 turnovers, and they've got 55 points with 3:40 left. Warsaw into a 1-3-1 half-court trap. Baxter all the way to the right block. Off-balance shot. Air ball. Foul called. Neely the rebound. Holler with the foul. Her second. 1, 2, 3, 4 team fouls on the Eagles in this quarter. Neely to put it in. And Neely needs a helper and finds it in Zartman. Zartman back to Neely across the free throw lane at the other end. Neely to midcourt. Got away from Baxter, bounces ahead for Bricker. Near corner Winchester, back to Zartman for a 25-footer. Short, rebound, Winchester! Another offensive rebound. Oh, and then she lost it out of bounds. Zartman took a shot that probably Lenny Krebs would prefer that she not. Far side hurdle. Now they'll swing it around. Left side Baxter dumps it in the lane for Holler. Holler underhands it up and in. Holler from outside the lane scores. She's got 6. Neely beats the press. Drives right. Underneath the basket. All the way in for 2 more. Neely's got 7 in the second half and 9 for the game. And Warsaw leads 57-42 with 2:49 left to go. Left side hurdle. Drives in, kicks it back. Baxter for 3, short. Rebound punched in the air. Loose, rolls all the way out. Baxter reloads it. Up the left side, Holler. Double teamed on the baseline. Throws it back out for Kidd. Kidd across the top for Ziliak. Now they'll swing it back to left. Baxter runs into Bricker. Got around the corner, takes it in and scores. 26 for Baxter. Bricker in transition. races down the lane, all the way in, puts it up, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Hurdle for Columbia City. 2:14 to go. Wartsall leads 57-44. Baxter on the right side, banks it up, tough shot, puts it in. She's got 28 points. 57-46. Warsaw's lead is 11 with 2 minutes left to go in the game. Bricker at the timeline. Gets around Baxter, but doesn't go very far. Hands off to Winchester. Winchester poked at, drives around underneath. Chastain is there again to score. She's got four. It's a 13-point lead for Warsaw with 1:40 to go. Out top, Baxter at the free throw line. They dare her to shoot from there. They let her drive in, and she scores again. She's got 30. Timeout, Columbia City. It's a full because that's all they have left. 1:33 left to play. Warsaw, 59. Columbia City, 48. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Let's give you an update on the other game we're watching. South Bend, Washington at halftime leads at Northridge, 32-25. Here are some of the locals starting to put their coats on and head for home. Warsaw undefeated, unless they really have a massive meltdown here in the next 93 seconds. They're going to leave the Birdcage still undefeated. 59-48, Lady Tigers, 1:33 left. Bricker with 21, Zartman 15, Winchester 10, Neely 9. But my guess is free throws are coming and Neely can make those. Warsaw can have, once again, four players in double figures. Zartman to play it in. Pressure coming. And Zartman will get it in. Far side Chastain and then right back to Zartman. Near side for Winchester. Back across to Zartman. Zartman to the line and across. Immediately trapped. Gets it to Neely. Guarded by Tonkel. She is triple teamed out there. Finds Bricker in the center circle. Bricker gets away from Baxter, drives the right side of the lane, pulls up and shoots short. Got her own rebound, put it back up, no good. Got her own rebound again, and this time a foul is called. And Bricker shoots two with 1:09 to go. And they called a foul against Knitter. That's her first. Bricker at the free throw line shooting two. Joss, a 77% free throw shooter. First one is good. She had a high point game of 30 back against Valparaiso in the overtime win. She's got 22 here, looking for 23. And it's good. Her first two free throws of the night with 1:08 left. Clock running. Warsaw leads 61-48. Baxter on the drive right side puts it in again. 32 for Addy. And on the inbounds, they knocked Zartman down. No whistle. The official looking right at it. Two of them said nothing. Columbia City not happy. They thought it should have been their ball. Neely to put it in. Looking and gets it on the sideline to Chastain. Back to Neely. Neely trapped in the backcourt deep. Dribbles up. Ran into a double team, is trapped in, a whistle, and a timeout is taken. Timeout, Warsaw. This is a full timeout, the last for Warsaw, 46 seconds left to play. Warsaw, 61, Columbia City, 50, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The boys have a road trip to Wawasee on Friday coming. We'll be there with them starting at 6:10 for JV coverage on News Now Warsaw. And then the Big Dave games on Saturday. Carroll, JV against Warsaw in the Tiger Den at 4, followed by the boys' varsity game in the Tiger Den at 4, followed by the girls' varsity game, Warsaw and Wawasee. We have not been able to do that game for the last few years. We've hated that. We're glad to be back in the middle of the rivalry. Bricker accepts the inbounds pass, backs away from Baxter, and a whistle and a foul call. I think Kidd's going to get the foul. It is her second. And Bricker back to the free throw line with 42.3 left to play in the game. 23 points for Josh, for Joss. First one in the air and rolling in. Three out of three at the free throw line. Kidd comes out and Knitter back in. The junior Bricker shoots again. And missed that one. Chastain tips the loose ball and could not save it. It's out of bounds to Columbia City. Bricker with 24 points tonight. Now at 870 for her career. And a loose ball in the lane as Baxter drove into traffic. It's taken away. Warsaw with a steal. 30 seconds to go. And a foul call. Then Baxter picks up her fourth. I think. Yep. Baxter with four. Free throws for Neely. If she makes either one, that would give her 10 points and make her the fourth Lady Tiger in double figures. That's not the first time this happened. It's happened a lot. Neely's free throw lips out. It's happened six previous times. Neely missed the first, gets one more crack at it. Got it. 10 for Alexis. 5 here in the fourth quarter. 63-50 Lady Tigers. 26 seconds to go. Long pass. Tipped into the corner. 3 on the way. Air ball by Knitter. And out of bounds off the Lady Tigers. 20.7 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring. Final stats. Play of the game. And I've got one for you. Now they throw it up the sideline to Tonkel. Tonkel trapped out top. Oh, it's Hurdle into the corner. Drive and a shot by Knitter. No good. Rebound to Winchester. She's got a bucket full of those. She's surrounded. Gets it to Bricker. 5 seconds to go. Foul called against Columbia City. Holler with her third. And the Lady Tigers are going to post a double-digit win here in the Birdcage tonight. And think about how many it could have been if Warsaw didn't turn the ball over. I shudder to look at the final stats for that. Bricker puts it up and puts it in right in the middle of the clown's mouth. 25 for Jocelyn. 64-50. Wait till this score gets posted around the state. Bricker again. Book it. 26 for Bricker. They roll the ball. It'll be picked up by Baxter. Baxter lost it. Picked up by Zartman, and that will do it. Warsaw wins. Warsaw wins, and their fans come to their feet. Final score, Warsaw 65, Columbia City 50. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins at Columbia City in this big top 12 showdown in the state of Indiana. 65-50, the final score. Columbia City falls to 9-3 on the year. Scoring for them, Lainey Ziliak, 2 points. Anissa Tonkel, 5. Leah Hurdle, 4. Olivia Kidd, 1. Tora Holler, 6. And the rest are Addie Baxter's. She had 32 points for a second straight game. So that's 64 points in 3 days for her. For Warsaw, who now 12-0, Braylee Chastain with 4 points, Brooke Winchester with 10, Alexis Neely with 10, Brooke Zartman with 15, and Jocelyn Bricker with 26 points to lead the way for Warsaw. It was 18-7 Lady Tigers after one. Warsaw outscored Columbia City 17-4 in the second, then built the lead up to 35-21. Both teams scored 10 in the third. Warsaw led 45-31. Warsaw outscored Columbia City in the fourth, 20-19, and they won it by 15 at 65-50. We had 6 ties all in the first quarter, 2, 4, 7, 9, 12, and 14, and we had 7 lead changes all in the first quarter of play as well. Warsaw trying to get the sweep tonight. Did so. Came home with 3 wins. The JV won 51-39. Karen Gardner's team's now 11-1 on the year. Maddie Branham, 17 points and 4 rebounds. Lucy Andrew, 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 steals. And Warsaw won the freshman game across the hall, 33-23. Again, the varsity final, Warsaw 65, Columbia City 50. We're back with the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company next on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, Warsaw wins at Columbia City 65-50. Time for the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen and Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Columbia City, 20 of 56 from the field on their home floor, 36%, 0 of 11 from three-point range, 10 out of 13 at the free throw line. Warsaw shot 49% from the field. They were 25 of 51, 6 of 15 from three-point range, and 9 out of 12 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 31 to 24. Warsaw with 8 offensive rebounds. Columbia City with 9 offensive rebounds. Turnovers, a problem for Warsaw tonight. 17 turnovers in the game for the Lady Tigers. They only had 2, as it turned out, in the fourth quarter of play. And it is the first time this season that they've had that many turnovers in a basketball game. Columbia City had 14. Individually for Warsaw, Brooks Zartman, 6 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from the arc, 15 points, 1 rebound, 3 steals. Alexis Neely, 3 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 at the arc, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. She finished with 10 to go along with 2 offensive rebounds, 1 assist in 26 minutes. Jocelyn Bricker, more like Jocelyn Bricker that we've come to know and love, 10 of 17 from the field, 1 of 3 from the arc, 5 of 6 at the line, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 3 offensive, 4 assists, 1 steal for the Lady Tigers. And oh yes, we must mention Brooke Winchester. 4 of 9 from the field, 1 of 2 from the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. She had 10 points. She had 18 rebounds in the game tonight for the Lady Tigers, as Warsaw wins here tonight by a score of 65-50. Lenny Krebs is here. We'll give him a second to catch his breath and remind you that Saturday night the girls will be playing against Wawasee. We'll be on the air immediately following the boys' game from the Tiger Den on News Now Warsaw. Well, your kids in front of a huge crowd completely took this crowd out of the game in that second quarter. You have to be very proud of your girls.
No, I'm so pleased. I'm proud of these kids and how hard they battled, how hard they fought. You know, the start wasn't the start we wanted defensively. We were scoring at a high clip. Defensively, we weren't getting the stops we wanted. You know, and I joke, you and I talked about if Baxter gets 30 and no one else scores, we're good. However, I maybe they didn't understand what I wanted at the beginning. I wasn't saying 30 in the first quarter. I was saying 30 for the game. To our kids' credit, they made the adjustments that we wanted to make defensively, and we held them scoreless for a long stretch when we were able to build a lead. I'm just proud of our heart, proud of how hard we played. Just a big win for us.
Almost 7.5 minutes without Columbia City scoring. Then they got those 2 baskets right before halftime. Some of that was just the fact that Columbia City looked really nervous. They had some wide-open shots right near the basket. They just could not put them in. And your girls, to their credit, took full advantage of that.
You know, you look at the fact that we gave up those 2 baskets right before halftime, and I think that would have been a big momentum shift if Zartman hadn't hit the end of the quarter shot right before halftime. That kind of shifted things back our way. That was a big shot for us. You know, this is a tough place to play. It's a tough place to win. I respect the heck out of Coach Shearer and her teams. They play hard. They play the right way. We knew we were in for a battle. I'm just so proud of our kids. They made the changes we wanted to make. You know, Winchester was just a monster on the boards tonight. Just getting rebounds and finishing possessions for us. That's a big key for us when we're playing the type of defense we are.
Your big four, because we have to talk about four, your big four in this big game were the big four.
You know, we talk about in games like this. And my thought of the day yesterday at practice was big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. Big-time teams show up for big-time games. And I felt like we did that today. And, you know, where we're at right now, and we talked about this too just a moment ago, is a reflection of where we were a year ago when we went to Westfield, we went to Ben Davis, we went to Center Grove for the tournament and played Brownsburg. This is a reflection of all of that work from last year that now we're battle-tested. We know how to go on the road and win. Just a big, big win for our program. We talked this morning at school about three road games that were going to be tough road wins for us to get. This was one of them. And, you know, we're going to enjoy this one. I can really say right now I feel a sense of joy. You and I talk about the joy and the relief. I'm just joyful right now. Now we're going to enjoy this one for the night, but we've got another big conference game coming up.
Well, since you're in such a happy state, I won't bring up turnovers.
You know, you can bring them up today, and I'm going to keep smiling, and I will just use my one advantage that I have in this world. I will pretend I didn't hear anything you said about the turnovers.
That's not right. That's not right. But I laugh. That's funny. Thank you, sir. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Warsaw Lady Tigers, winners tonight, 65-50 over Columbia City here at the Birdcage. We'll come back with the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. Time for the play of the game after Warsaw beats Columbia City on the road 65-50. The play of the game is brought to you by Brian Peterson Real Estate. Each of their experts brings unique talents and experience. Whether buying, selling, or building, your Brian Peterson Real Estate agent will work together to meet and exceed your needs while taking the worry out of any real estate investment. And it's ironic that Lenny Krebs mentioned Zartman's basket at the end of that, because I circled that basket, that possession, as potential to be the play of the game. And it is. The scenario is Warsaw's pulled away in the second quarter. They have outscored Columbia City 15-0 through the first 7 minutes of the second quarter. Then the Eagles score two baskets. They get an inside shot, and they get a steal and layup. And you feel a little momentum right there. And it was a great opportunity for Columbia City to end the half feeling better about their situation. But Brooks Hartman dribbles the ball, takes it down the right side of the court, gets the corner turned enough that she can shoot that little 12-foot jump shot as she's drifting in toward the basket. She landed probably about 8 feet from the basket at the speed she was going. Shot went in, buzzer sounds. Warsaw has a 14-point lead at halftime, 35-21, and then outscored Columbia City 30-29 in the second half to win the game by a final count of 65-50. Zartman's little floater on the baseline is the play of the game, brought to you by Brian Peterson Real Estate. We've got some scores Steve has sent us. We will give you those and wrap up here from the Birdcage. Warsaw 65, Columbia City 60. Back one more time on News Now Warsaw. Let's give you some scores. These are girls' scores. Wawasee 46, Bethany Christian 14. That's in the fourth. We will see the Lady Warriors in the Tiger Den Saturday night. Penn leads Concord 31-15 in the fourth. South Bend Washington, at last check, was leading Northridge 32-25 at halftime. Triton beat Jimtown tonight, girls basketball, 56-24. Boys finals, Michigan City beat Mishawaka 58-54. Northwood beat Jimtown 61-26. Plymouth beat Wabash 43-32. Triton down Bethany Christian 53-42. Tonight here at the Birdcage in Columbia City, the Warsaw girls go to 12-0 as they beat the homestanding Columbia City Lady Eagles 65-50 and end a three-game losing streak against Columbia City, both here and in the Tiger Den last year. Thanks to Steve Scott back at the radio station. Thank you for spending your Tuesday evening with us. Again, the final score, Warsaw wins over Columbia City 65-50, and they make it a three-game sweep. The JV beat Columbia City 51-39. They're now 11-1. The freshman team, or C team, is undefeated. They beat Columbia City 33-23. Good night from the Birdcage. Have a great night. We'll see you Friday.